Hello, world. You're tuning into Everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp, very own and first podcast, right here on site in Napa, California. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guest and host. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. Let's see, we have some repeat guests. This is really awesome. We just did something super cool. Now we're going to talk about a little bit of inspiration. Let's get some introductions. Who is in here again for another podcast? Go ahead, V.
Venus Dickens. Well, yes.
Yeah, Venus Dickens. And who else do we got? Linda, the microphone. You got to reach out and grab it from. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, now I can hear myself. It's good. The microphone that works. Anyway,
yep.
I'm Linda Fonseca. Like he said, a repeat guest, and I hopefully I be continually be a repeat guest.
Oh yeah.
I have a lot to say.
Yeah.
About 50 years has passed, and hopefully in 50 years and beyond in the future.
There you go. So we just got done showing a film that we made last year called 50 Years of Fonseca, which you can watch here at my website or on my YouTube channel at Maceo Williams. And there were, I think, about 20 folks that came for the first viewing of the film today. It's 2:44 on Wednesday. And so we just showed this film, and there is a companion song and music video that actually came before the film from 2014, and that's what we're going to talk about now. And so you all understand what's going on. I am just going to go ahead and run this tune, and it's just simply called Fonseca.
Fonseca, yeah, I forgot to take you. You were out behind the kiva, shout my name and I didn't mean to leave ya, didn't mean to leave ya. Linda Fonseca, gonna go for a hike in the morning. Well, I forgot that you forgot that I forgot again. I didn't mean to leave you all alone. I just changed my plan and took the group down by the geodesic dome. Linda Fonseca, yeah, I made a big mistake. You were out behind the kiva, shout my
is one team, one family, then Linda would be gone but her.
She takes care of all of us in this place to be. I hope you have it in your heart to forgive me. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Linda Fonseca. Got to take you. You were out behind the kiva, shout my name and I didn't mean to leave ya, didn't mean to leave ya. Linda Fonseca, Linda Fonseca, yeah, I made a big mistake. You were out behind the kiva, shout my name and I didn't mean to leave ya, Linda Fonseca.
Awesome. All right. Well, that was fun. We just listened to the tune, and we kind of got an idea what happened here, but we're going to get some more details on the inspiration for the song Fonseca. And we're going to start with Linda herself. Tell us briefly what happened that morning, that fateful morning on 2014 from your point of view.
Well, my point of view, that I had an agreement with Mr. Maceo Williams.
That would be me.
We would go on a nature walk, down a nature trail. I thought, good. So I had Venus with me, and we were told to meet behind the kiva. Well, you know, I told him I would go put on long pants and shoes, you know, proper shoes, that is. Then when we got there, nobody was there. I yelled out his name, and like the song said, he did forget to take me. And I was yelling his name, and as you know, there was no response, and, you know. Then when we went down in the nature area, I mean, what do you call that, play area?
Sensory area, I think they call it, the playground. Yeah,
and that's where I saw him, and he looked down at me, because he's taller than me. He looked down and said, gee, Linda, I forgot. I said, forgot? I was not happy with him for a few days.
Days, it seemed like weeks.
It was days.
Okay, it was days. All right, that's pretty good. Pretty good interpretation of it. Now, Venus, you're kind of a side story to this because you were just being led around by Linda trying to find me. What's your perspective on all of this? I'd like to hear your take on it because you left after the adult session and you clearly weren't as mad at me as Linda was.
No, I just... I was, of course, with her, and I said, well, maybe something happened, and I said, he should be back. Something must have, I think that he might have went to get something, or he might have helped someone else come behind the kiva or something, you know, it's just, and... I said, why don't we wait a little longer? And we were waiting, and she said, let's try to find him. And I said, well, okay, let's see. Maybe we'll run into him. Maybe we'll run into Maceo and little, you know, we'll just. Well, see what happens. Well, I was right. We did run in. He came running.
Yes, I did.
Running toward us, and he said, "I'm sorry. I changed my mind. Linda says, "Well, we met behind the kiva, and he kept apologizing, like the song says." So,
you were just an innocent bystander in all of this, yes. So,
but, yeah.
Go ahead.
But I was in the background, and so I know how this song was written.
Yeah, it's kind of how it played out.
Yep,
so,
that's how it played out.
So from my perspective, really quickly, it was my first summer here. I was hired for the nature area leader, still trying to figure out my programming and what was going on. And I met everybody out by the bell, and you guys showed up, and then you're like, oh, we need to go put our long pants and shoes on. I was like, all right. And I kind of noticed the group, and I was like, it's getting later. We're kind of waiting. Maybe we should just go down to the sensory area. And I started to rally the group that was there with me at the bell, and off we went. And I had just totally forgot that you two had gone back to the lodge to get your shoes and long pants. And I get all the way down to the sensory area, and we just get situated, and I get a call over my radio. Hey, Linda's looking for you. So that's when I started to run up the hill. to find you two. And when I got there, well, guess what? Linda wasn't very happy.
Nope.
And after the adult session, you know, Venus, you went home, and I'm still here working with Linda, who seems very irritated with me. You know, just, you know, I would have been offended too, Linda. Trust me, I would have. So I started just kind of coming up behind Linda in the dining hall and just start going like, Linda Fonseca made a big mistake. And she finally came around and smiled and started laughing a little bit. And then when I finally debuted the song, people asked Linda if you had forgiven me. Have you forgiven me, Linda?
Yeah. Long time.
Oh, say that again for the record. Song. Yeah, take the microphone. We need to hear that.
I forgave him pretty much, you know, when he wrote the song. And he was getting more and more interesting by the day, you know, when he was doing it.
It's hard to ignore, huh, Linda?
That's right. You know, like they say, the offer, you know, writing the song, you know, you offer, that was his unique way of asking for forgiveness. I couldn't refuse.
Yeah.
You know, he's a cool dude. I have, how can anybody not forgive him? I tell you.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Linda. That's very sweet. And I think you're a cool babe. So there you go. You and Venus are great to have up here during the adult session. I know, Linda, you get to take a little break from your volunteering that we learned about on the 50 Years of Fonseca film that we just watched, and you are actually a camper this year. Tell me really quickly, have you had fun this summer? You like the staff? Everything going good?
Yeah, these few days I've had break from the cleaning up stuff. It's like, wow, what a breather, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
What a vacation, you know. And I got to really enjoy it, you know, especially the camper versus counselor
basketball
staff basketball game.
Yeah.
I'm still walking on eggshells, but I'm pretty sure the camper wiped y'all out.
The campers look pretty good today, I must admit. We were having a hard time until Tony came down and shot behind his back and said, take that, campers. It was pretty awesome. There'll be a video of that, I'm sure.
Yeah, but as you remember, Maceo, I started the game off with 10 or 11 points.
Yes, you did. You definitely.
So I started it. So I laid down the ground rules, and it looked like campers took up on that. I set the momentum. So
we will be finding out at dinner what the actual score was.
And I would like to have a nice reward for that because I started it off good.
That's right. We'll figure something out for you, Linda. We'll get a big celebratory wahoo this evening.
Yeah.
Hey, Venus, how
and
was
it? And maybe open a store and get a store coupon.
A store coupon.
Yeah, whatever. Or maybe some town, whatever.
Thank you for sharing, Linda. How about you, Venus? What did you do this week that you enjoyed? You played a beautiful piece on the talent show last night, which is going to get reviewed directly after this podcast. So
yes,
we're definitely going to be talking about that. But is there anything else that you...
Well, I I get the feeling... I get the feeling Linda can't wait to get back to work because she keeps saying, well, you guys go home tomorrow. And I'm thinking, wow, she wants to get back to work.
She wants her walkie-talkie back.
So, and then, yeah, so...
On a personal level, though, how was your week?
It was great.
Yeah.
Every time I come up here, I keep saying, one of these days, we're going to live up here. We are going to definitely live up here. This I think of this as our home.
It is. That's beautiful to say, and to some degree, it is our home. This is where we live in our hearts sometimes, right?
Yes.
Excellent.
Just like we went wine tasting yesterday, and we were on our way back up here, and I said, we're just about home.
Oh yeah, that's nice. That's nice. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, we're almost home.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing your side of the story, for what I would like to call great inspiration, because without my mistake, I wouldn't have been able to, you know, be creative enough to come up with something as cool for Linda as a I'm Sorry song is pretty much what it is. And we played it a lot last year. Last night we did a live house band version featuring our head male counselor, Joe Rutherford, and one of our counselors from Texas, Lawrence Brown, on the drums. Yes. I was on guitar. We had a great time performing that. There'll be more of that as well. And hopefully we get to record that version and do a new version of Fonseca. Thank you, ladies, for joining us on Everything EHC Podcasts, Enchanted Hill's own podcast here only at maceo.net, maceo.net. You can watch the Linda Fonseca film, 50 Years of Fonseca, also at my website or on YouTube, as well as the music video, which tells the story pretty well. It's Linda starring herself on location here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Enchanted Hills Home was probably what I should have said, right, Venus?
Yes.
And the actual place where I took the group down by the Geodesic Dome is in the video. It's pretty cool stuff to be able to interlock all of these ideas and inspirations together. Right, Linda and Venus?
That's right.
All right. Well, EHC is the place to be, like we say. Right, ladies?
That's right. This is it.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon on Everything EHC.